What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Browner and Lawhead podcast. I'm John Browner. Normally, I'm joined by my one and only partner, Jason Lawhead. But he, my friends, is on a little travel vacation. As most of you know, Jason Lawhead is a world-renowned comedian. And so when he's comedianing, he can't show up at the show because brother's got to make a living. I have no idea what part of the country he's in or where he's performing. He should have probably told me that so I could give you guys something to get you here on the podcast. But as usual, what a day, what a weekend. I haven't talked to you guys since the Soto signing. I haven't talked to you guys since this new Kevin Durant. I don't even know what to call this thing. And Serena Williams is going to retire, so I'm going to talk about that for a little bit on the show today. But as always, you can find us on Kaplan and Crew on YouTube, right behind me if you're watching me on YouTube. And if you're listening on the iTunes podcast store under Kaplan and Crew as well, Browner and Lawhead is the show with the number in front of it so you guys can know the difference of the two when you hear them. So when we are in a midst of something, I think we are here in Southern California. We are in the midst. I don't want to call it a panic. I don't want to say the honeymoon's over. There's a lot of things I want to refrain from saying because I don't want people to think that I'm ship jumping. What I'm about to try to help you realize in a reference point is to help you calm down. I'm here for you because I know a lot of you guys are probably driving down to the game. After a 1-0 loss, after being swept by the Dodgers, after losing the last one to the Rockies, the idea that I see on Twitter, which I try to stay off of because that is a terrible way to measure fan excitement. That is a terrible way to measure what is happening. I am getting the overwhelming sense that last year's despair is attempting to creep into the fan base. I am getting a sense that you people believe, some of you out there may believe, after last night's power outage, I don't think we could ever call what we've seen this season as a power outage because this is what they've done all season. I have adopted a practice. I would encourage everyone out there driving to the game right now, listening to my voice at whatever time you hear it. If you are a fan of Major League Baseball, do not find yourself in a place of despair if you have a good team that you cheer for if you are not at 70 losses. Where the Padres are now, they can still get to 92 wins and 70 losses. That's a good year. Hell, that's a good year for any team. I don't even think it's going to take that to make the playoffs, which at the end of the day, if you watch what they saw in Chavez Ravine, we're not worried about that. That's gone. That ship has sailed. We're focused on this team making the playoffs. We are one game ahead of Milwaukee, which you should be thankful that we traded them, a guy who continues to blow saves, not on the West Coast only, but now blowing them in the Midwest. So, for the most part, we're four games behind. I think it's Atlanta. We're a game behind the Nationals, who are hot, which we know what happens with the hot teams. They don't stay hot. I feel like the Padres are in a good place. I feel like there is energy and excitement around this roster and around this team, but they are testing our patience. The Padres are testing us. Now, let me address something right now. Very simple, but people. The idea that you're supposed to behave in a particular way at a baseball game and how the decorum and you're not supposed to throw things on the field. If you've ever been at a game and you feel like the referee has taken something from your team as a fan, it doesn't matter what city you are in. Every fan base has thrown something on the field of play. whether it be in basketball, whether it be in football, baseball, hockey, the fans' displeasure with a referee's call has resulted in fans throwing things on the court. That is not something that we, after last night, the Padres are one of four teams that have ever done. No. Every American fan base has thrown something on the field. So stop it with this outrage. Oh, we're better than that. No, we're not. We're sports fans. It gets away from us. Fan is short for fanatic. People are upset. They are reacting to being upset. So they're throwing stuff on the field as a result of what happened on the field. They're not throwing bottles. They're not throwing things to intentionally hurt the opposing team. They were throwing things on the field to voice their displeasure or show their displeasure with the call that was made. This is not a, stay classy, San Diego. Every team has done it. Everywhere has done. We're no better than any other fan base. We're not. Because if this team turns into a juggernaut and we win multiple World Series over 4 or 5 years, we'll be the snotty Warrior fan. We'll be the southern version of the Golden State Warrior fan base, where we'll be arrogant, everyone will hate us because we're cool now. Sometimes in high school, the ugly kid graduates, goes to college, and lo and behold, you see them the following summer, they're hot. That's us. We're going to be that. And people are not going to be okay with it. Because the one thing that all these teams, the Dodgers have a great team. The Giants have had a great team. All these places, they've got great teams. It sucks to live there. So if we get the Padres as multiple-time World Series champions, and it never, and I mean it never, with the exception of last night, gets weird with the weather here. There's always something to do. You live in a beautiful place, and now you have a dominant baseball team, and you are pounding your chest about that team. People aren't going to like it. So get used to people having negative things to say about you, San Diego Padre fan, because the time's about to get good. The games are about to be fun. I know last night wasn't. The previous five may have not been. But the four before that were great. So maybe this is a practice run for what it's going to be like for you. You will not be able to open Twitter without slander towards your team because you are that person now. You are that dude. Accept it. Let them be mad at you because you threw stuff on the field. I don't care. You don't have the benefit of replay to the level that you have at home. So the people on Twitter judging you were not there. And if you're not there, hush up. Hush up. And so, and back to my original point of our fandom is the test. We make the trade. We get Drury. We get Bell. We get Soto. We get Hader. We have the team. Tatis appears to be coming back, but he's out of the picture. He's not playing, so let's not talk about him yet. Soto has been on base every game. With the exception of Drury's inability to play third, he's been fantastic so far. Bell's been the one that's left something up for imagination, but defensively, it's been better than Hosmer. So the people we brought in are holding up their end of the bargain. We need the all-star Cronenworth to continue to show up. We need the all-star Machado to show up. We need Profar to be a little more consistent. We need Will Myers to come through. We need Will Myers to be a little more consistent. And that lineup, I'm telling you, that lineup will be scary. That lineup will force folks to be at attention when they land in San Diego, when they land at Lindbergh. I don't know where the private plane jets land, but so let nobody talk you off your square, Padre fan. Don't nobody try to make you feel bad about what happened. Show me 70 losses and I will show you when I get worried about this team. Because I'm not. We are in good shape. We are moving forward. At the pace we're going, we will make the Major League Baseball playoff. And once you get in the playoffs, everyone is slate is clean. Your best pitcher starts on the mound. Your hitters tighten up a little bit. The pressure rises. I like our guys versus anybody's guys. All healthy, all ready to go. I like our lineup versus any other lineup in baseball. And that is the Blue Bastards to the North. So you can call me what you want, call me a homer, call me whatever. I'm rocking and I'm riding with the Brown, man. That's it. That's all as far as I'm concerned. I'm John Brown. You're listening to Brown and Law. Hey, let me put my name up here so y'all can see. I'm John Brown. This is you're listening to Brown and Lawhead on the Mightier 1090 ESPN. I just broke down what happened last night. Brandon Drury being thrown out. By the way, he was out. Let's not be silly about this. He was out. It's okay. It's okay for you to be upset about it. He was out. But to have the benefit of replay at home as opposed to not have the benefit of replay in person is a completely different tale of the tape, as they say. There's another thing happening here. And it's happening in Brooklyn. It's happening in sports. It's actually happening around a lot. So we got Soto as a manufacturer of him not taking a deal that was offered to him by the Washington Nationals. He never openly requested a trade, but a trade was basically then thrown out to him of him because he wasn't going to take the Nationals $440 million. I think it was over 15 years. In every sport, trades are being requested left and right. Roquan Smith, I think it was earlier today, requested a trade from the Chicago Bears, the Bears' best linebacker, their best player, actually, requested a trade through contract negotiations because they weren't going the way that he thought that they should be going. Now we find ourselves with Kevin Durant requesting a trade, now sitting down with Joseph Tsai, basically reiterating that trade, saying, I'll stay if you get rid of Sean Marks and Steve Nash. Now, let me break something down to you about Kevin Durant that some of y'all may or may not know. I'm a huge KD fan. I think Kevin Durant's the best player in basketball. I think his skill level, his efficiency is some of the best that we've ever had or we've ever seen in a game, period, hands down. So I find no second guessing this. It's time for Kevin Durant to stop playing general manager. What Kevin Durant has given to the Brooklyn Nets is not equal to what Brooklyn has given to Kevin Durant. This organization took Kevin Durant knowing he wasn't going to play the first year they were paying him. They still paid him in the upwards of $35 to $40 million for a year to not play because he was rehabbing off the Achilles injury. The next year he comes back, he gets hurt again. They get into the playoffs. They come within the toe of beating the eventual champion Milwaukee Bucks. They didn't follow that season up with the COVID-ridden season where Kyrie Irving basically torpedoed the entire season. Kevin Durant did nothing to try to subside that. James Harden gets tired of all of this. He takes a walk. And now here we are in the offseason where you got swept by the Boston Celtics with a healthy Kyrie, although he was going through Ramadan, but that's no excuse if you take the court. Many players do Ramadan during the NBA playoffs because that's, you know, timing. So you now come into the offseason demanding the trade because the team tells you that they're no longer interested in having Kyrie Irving a member of the team. You didn't find yourself reiterating that by saying, not only do you still want to trade, but since you see that the value for you is not recoupable, you would rather have the team get rid of Steve Nash, a coach who you picked, and getting rid of Sean Marks, a guy who got you here. I love the NBA. This is becoming a very large problem in the NBA. The NBA is the only sport where one player can have such a glaring impact on the roster. This isn't football where as great as the quarterback can be, if your defense sucks, it doesn't matter how great your quarterback is. This isn't baseball where you can be the Angels and have Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani and be in last place. This isn't that. In the NBA, one player can literally carry a team to the playoffs. One player, with the help of ancillary parts, see the Dallas Mavericks, can carry an NBA team to the championship and win it against a super team. So the fact that we have Kevin Durant now basically telling the owner, if you don't get rid of the coach and the general manager, I'm not coming back. If I'm Joseph Tsai, who then went out on Twitter and said that the coach, the Nets front office and coaching staff has his full backing, and good for you, Joseph Tsai. If I'm the Nets, I just gave Kevin Durant a new contract. We got 4 years left on this thing, big boy. We're going to do at least 2.5 of them. And if you don't want to play for me, you ain't going to play for nobody. If we allowed you as an organization to basically shape this organization, you wanted us to bring in DeAndre Jordan, your friend, we did that. You wanted us to bring in James Harden, your friend, we did that. All that blew up. James Harden wanted out. DeAndre Jordan was terrible. Your friend Kyrie Irving, who the two of you came together and said you didn't need a coach, that's why we hired this guy, Steve Nash. You two have done absolutely zero to help Steve Nash. For two people who said they didn't need a coach, you played like you didn't need a coach. And you got swept in the first round by a younger team who was well coached. Shocker. So if I'm Joseph Tsai, I'm not taking general manager tips from Kevin Durant anymore. If I'm Joseph Tsai, I'm not taking coaching tips from Kevin Durant anymore. Now, the wiggle room I would give Kevin Durant in all of this. Steve Nash wasn't good last year. He was borderline bad. He was borderline bad managing personalities. I'm not going to say forcing guys to do things, but instilling a certain level of toughness. He came off as a player's coach who the players didn't like. So if I'm Kevin Durant and Joseph Tsai and Sean Marks say, well, I'm not firing Sean Marks, but we can figure out a situation with this coach, but we're picking the coach. We're not waiting for you to sign off on it. We're picking the coach. That could be the only wiggle room that you have if you're Kevin Durant to come back and say, well, me and Sean Marks talked about it. We came to a head with our differences. We're on a good level playing field now, and we got a brand new coach. I had some issues with some X's and O's, and I felt like they weren't giving me the proper say that I wanted. Say whatever you want, dude. Say whatever you want. But if you think that you can now upend an entire franchise at 34 and often injured, I'm Joseph Tsai. I'm not doing that because I'm going to have Sean Marks on this team appears longer than I'm going to have you. And hell, I may have Steve Nash in this organization longer than I'm going to have you. So I can't sit around and hope that you wake up and you feel good about me as an owner. I can't hope that you wake up and feel good about us as an organization. I got to make moves to make sure that my organization is in the best position going forward. And there's no other player out there that I could get that is available that equals what you can do for me. So with that said, I'm going to expect to see you here day one in camp. And if you don't want to show up, that's on you. If you want to show up and cause a disturbance and run that against your reputation, that's on you. But I will be expecting to see you here day one of camp. End of story. Because we cannot trade you. There is no value you could give from Kevin Durant. I saw Keyshawn Johnson say something on TV. And Keyshawn Johnson, who I'm not a huge fan of, said, take what you can get. Well, what we can get isn't even half of what we should be getting for a player like Kevin Durant. And I'm talking about even if you take out what the Timberwolves gave up for Rudy Gobert. Take that out. Look at the average of what you would get for a guy of Kevin Durant's caliber. They're offering you Jaylen Brown, Grant Williams, and picks. Man, get out of here. I'm going to need Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams, Marcus Smart, and picks for Kevin Durant. If it's Miami, I'm going to need Tyler Hero. I'm going to need Bam Adebayo. I'm going to need Duncan Robinson. And picks, which they don't have. And contracts that don't work. So there's no, and the Golden State Warriors said, nah, we've done that before. We don't want to redate. So you're stuck. You're stuck, bro. Eat it. Eat it. Talk them into getting a new coach. Come back ready to play. And when they ask you these questions in a press conference, say, I was upset. I got some things off my chest. I talked to Sean Marks. We got a new head coach. And hopefully going forward, we'll be able to see eye to eye from here on out. But I got to tell y'all, I don't know. It ain't looking good. It ain't looking great. But we'll be back to talk about more. Browner Lawhead, Browner Lawhead, Miter 10.